Welcome into the Lunch Rush. Let's look at some of the stories surrounding the national world and some state stories, too, that I want to get to. We didn't get to the good, the bad, the ugly today presented by FMS Bank, but I would have put this in maybe the bad column, and not because it's a bad idea, but just that it takes me to sad places here. Discovery Plus show to explore the 2007 killing of Denver Broncos cornerback Darrent Williams. They're going to do it's a subject of the Discovery Plus show called Murder Under the Friday Night Lights on Wednesday. The episode titled Who Shot Darrent Williams will air at 8 p.m. I was in college when that happened, and I was going to UNC. I was a huge Darrent Williams guy. In fact, so much so that my first Facebook profile picture was just Darrent Williams. Like, Facebook was just becoming a thing, like in 2005, 2006, 2007. And so I loved this guy so much, man. He was so cool. He was a short guy, small. I remember he got this huge pick against the Raiders, goes up to the camera, and he goes, "Keep picking on me." And it was such a cool deal. I don't know if I'll watch it. I remember a lot of Broncos players were at this party. Nuggets players at the time were at this party. Like Kenyon Martin's birthday party. And like Javon Walker was there. And that messed Javon Walker up because Javon Walker was in the vehicle when the shooter shot into the limo and got Darrent Williams. And I mean, pretty sure Darrent fell right into Javonte Walker's arms. And that messed him up. And he didn't want to, I think he really wanted to get out of Denver at that point. So I'm not saying it's bad to cover this and go into it. I'm just saying, like, I don't know that I'll go watch it. And I don't know, because it was a Colorado story. But man, that was just such a terrible time. I had a good buddy of mine that he was going to school with me at UNC. He said they were going to dinner that night, and so obviously it was before Darrent Williams went out to that party. And Darrent Williams opened Darrent was going to that same place to go to dinner. And Williams opened the door for him and his family to go in. And he just was like, "Dude, that's Darrent freaking Williams." And he just stopped and opened the door. "We got to go in first." And so that was just like crazy because we were all so sad after that. Such a rough one. How about this problem? This is a good problem to have. Jason Kidd, the Dallas Mavericks coach, was asked about Luka and just what he's doing. He is just going crazy now. He said, "It's getting boring." He joked about it. He's like, "I mean, let's see something different. Maybe do it with the left hand." I'm just joking. Because Luka had 41 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists on Tuesday in their win over the Warriors 116-113. Luka is the best player in the NBA right now.
He is.
I mean, that's what it is. And you know what? Hey, that's Joker's friend. So I kind of feel like they're connected.
We get kind of bored watching Jokic sometimes.
We do.
You can only see the amazing pass so many times.
You can only see it in crazy. When you know, once Joker, and I think he will, once he starts getting that three pointer going again, look out. But I mean, he had 32 points in three quarters the other night.
Two assists off a triple double.
Yeah, he's getting those close ones again, isn't he? Of course, he had the whatever he had. He was sick for like a week, so still kind of recovering from that. But yeah. It's getting boring watching Luka. Well, this is going to be interesting. Some women who settled the lawsuit versus Deshaun Watson are set to attend the game. With nearly all of the more than two dozen lawsuits filed against Deshaun Watson, according to ESPN, having been settled, most of the women who accused the Cleveland quarterback of sexual misconduct have no interest in his return to Houston on Sunday and just want to move on with their lives. But there are some that are going to go to this game, actually. According to the attorney, Tony Busby said about 10 of the women who accused Watson of sexual harassment and assault during the massages are planning to attend Sunday's game at Houston's NRG Stadium, where the Browns will take on the Texans and watch him play. He said, "Some of my clients asked to go. They thought it important to make clear that they are still here and that they matter." I don't know what to think of that. Like, it's weird to me, kind of. You're almost supporting him playing.
Yeah, you can kind of look at it in two ways. And, you know, one with the statement they gave out that, you know, "We're still here. We're, you know, strong. We've survived this, and we're going to, you know, we're still here to let people know that this affected us. The other way you look at it is, if this is if the accusations against Watson were as severe as they were, why would you want to even be in the same building as him?
Well, and you're also paying for the tickets, right?
I'm sure someone is paying for them.
So there's, but either way, there's money that is paying for a ticket that is supporting
that is going
this,
to the organization
supporting
that
this game.
Kind of supported, not supported, but encouraged these actions by Watson.
I just think it's interesting.
This is going to be a, I'm going to have my eye on this game just to see the start of it and see.
This is what
I'm
saying,
man. When
he
goes out on
the
field for the first time, what is that reaction like?
This is what I'm saying. You're going to have your eye on this game. Would you have your eye on this game if this? No.
If it was still Jacoby Brissett, no.
The NFL knows what they're doing. But that, you're feeding the machine here. You know,
there's still a lot of good games this weekend, but people are going to be looking at this Texans game.
Well, you're going to be so nervous hoping that all the, you know, the top four teams in college football play. You need two losses, man.
Yeah.
You need two losses. So you're going to be, I can see why you're not probably
going to
make
it. I will be fine if they don't make it, but this, because there's that slight chance and it would just tick everybody off.
There's a chance.
If a two-loss Bama team made it, oof.
And USC could lose to Utah.
They lost earlier this year to Utah.
I mean, yeah, that could happen again. So, and I want to get to that in a moment, too. But this, you know, Busby went on to say, some of my clients asked to go. He will also attend the game, he told ESPN. They thought it important to make clear that they are still here and that they mattered, to kind of make the statement, hey, we're all still here. We matter. Our voice was heard. And this is not something that's over. Okay. I'm just bear with me here, Anjo. These women settled, correct? The women that are going to the game, according to the headline, some women who settled lawsuits versus Deshaun Watson are set to attend the game. They're saying it's not over. Doesn't settled mean it's over?
They might mean that in the sense that this story, this scandal, this controversy is not going away.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson may be back on the football field, and he may be successful on this field in the last couple of months of the season, but it doesn't take away from the fact that he may or may not have done these things.
Right. And,
and these people that are, you know, victims of it, they still matter, and they don't want to be forgotten in this story. And we don't want to get caught up in, oh, Watson's back, and he's playing at a top 10 level again. Oh, everything's fine.
I just think it's I don't know. I think it's a strange move to go to the game. But that, listen, we all agree on Deshaun Watson. You know, I don't think he should be in the NFL. I wish the NFL had done things differently in years past with their suspension protocol so that we could justify this more. But the way that they do things, it's hard to do this. It's hard to move on from Deshaun Watson. It's just difficult. It is. Because of the way the NFL has done things in the past. So I think we all agree, I don't want to see this guy play. It's still not 100% proven that this all happened. But, I mean, what's the percentage that it did happen? Are we at 90? Probably. Still, it's an interesting thing. I'm not sure that it's a good look. It doesn't matter. He settled and all that stuff, but you're going to the organization that both organizations have supported Deshaun Watson through this now.
Well, I mean, the Texans were the ones setting up these appointments for him, allowing him to have these, you know, extra therapists, you know, help him.
And the Browns have basically said, "Yeah, we can fix it. It's fine." You're supporting the game. Whether you can call it what it is, but there's money being exchanged for the tickets wherever you're going to sit, as well as Busby. I think it's I'd love your thoughts on it. On the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. This one's a sad one, Angel. I don't like this story. It makes me feel bad. Mike Kliss posted this?
You ever done anything dangerous?
Oh.
You ever gone to a birthday party for your teammate?
So his birthday, Russell Wilson's birthday was yesterday. Okay? And Mike Kliss. Where? Read me the tweet. I can't find it.
So this is from Mike Kliss this morning. There's been some gossip about Russell Wilson standing in the locker room. Heard some reports about, you know, it's not really Hackett that's lost the locker room. It's more guys in the locker room don't like Russ. Oh, well, there's some context for it. Per source, Wilson's wife Sierra threw him a birthday party last night, and quote, it looked like about half the team was there on a player's day off. Why do people have to be so hurtful?
So what, is Kliss saying why do people have to be so hurtful? Well, half the team showed up.
Which half?
Well,
because only half the team has showed up all year.
Well, the offensive line probably didn't show up.
They imagine Jerry Jeudy was there.
They don't show up for much. The defense, I don't know. Did they show up? Because they've been showing up. This bothers me. I'm a dad,
I know
that I
guess. The image in your head is just...
It's like he's
Russell
holding
the balloon. Russell and his kids and his wife at this big table. There's this massive Broncos orange and blue cake. And there's one candle. And it's just, all right, Russ, go ahead and blow out the candles.
Like Dalton Reisner showed up and that's it?
He's like, oh, should we wait for anyone else to show up? I mean, is the door's open,
the
right?
Door's you, open. The door? You don't have to call it yet.
Okay, well let's give him another couple minutes here.
I just don't
Russ,
like
it's getting late. The sun's going down. You need to blow out the candles.
Russ, it's midnight, man. It's over.
It's Wednesday, Russ. Come on.
He's still got his hat on. Oh, I don't even like to do it. I'm a dad, so the idea of throwing a birthday party for my kid and nobody showing up or whatever, like it may, but half the team showed up. That's half. That's got to be like 40 people.
That could be all the special teamers and half the defense.
Well, how many, like the 53-man roster, is it half of the 53-man roster or is it half of the, like the practice, like half of the practice squad and reserves and people hurt and all that stuff mixed with the 53-man roster?
Did any coaches show
like
up?
Like the coaches. Well, Hackett had to show up, right?
So taking Russ out of the 52 or out of the 53 would be about 26 people. Players.
That's not very many people for Russ. And you do have the bathrooms to support that many people.
Sure.
Hmm.
It's at least two people per bathroom.
So how bad? I'm telling you, Angel, you asked me the question. We're doing prep. Like, Is it Hackett? Yesterday was all on my mind. It was all Hackett. And now we're wondering, did he lose the locker room? Zach Stevens is reporting on a bunch of stuff yesterday about who was it that talked about this? He retweeted it, basically. Tom Pelissero. Tom Pelissero said from Zach's retweet, when talking about Russell Wilson's social media post showing up to camp in his own jersey, etc., Tom Pelissero said all of that stuff went on in Seattle, and the Broncos were aware of it. They did their homework in the process. According, again, to Tom Pelissero, Nathaniel Hackett has not lost the Broncos locker room, but Russ has lost some people around that team. He has lost some people in that locker room. And Mike Garofalo said this about Russell Wilson. Privately, we were being told early on these guys were looking at Wilson side-eyed when he was doing all kinds of goofy stuff all season into training camp. So all the stuff we talked about sounds like it might be true. That Russ's goofiness was too much for the Broncos players to deal with.
Well, there's that picture of Melvin Gordon kind of side-eyeing Russell on the sidelines.
So that's a real thing.
And this kind of... Does it give new context to the whole altercation on the sideline last week with Hackett kind of just standing there?
It does.
Is he against Russell at this point? Or he's just like, oh, you're going to yell at Russell? All right, cool. That's the team thing. Because he didn't really turn around and say, hey, back off, or hey, Russ, you know, he's right.
Is this a Nathaniel Hackett versus Russell Wilson thing? Is that where we are?
It changes almost every day.
Well, and that's the thing.
Like earlier in the season, it was, the defense and the offense are at each other, or it's the whole team against Hackett. Now you don't know who's on whose side.
Is somebody going to ask Russ about his birthday party? Like, who's going to ask that in the media?
Like, he'll probably say, it was a great birthday party. You know, a great cake. It was delicious. You know, kids have fun. There's balloons going on.
It makes me sad. I don't. We once had a worker here who doesn't work here anymore. And they invited all of the staff to a birthday party, and it was years ago. A lot of the same staff's not here. And I was told from that person's family, like, I don't think there's going to be a lot of people that go. So I was like, all right, I'll go. It was one of those, like, I'm not really a full-time employee. I don't talk to him too much, and I wasn't running things here yet. And so, of course, I got to the station. I knew I was the only one that was going to go. So what did I do? I forced Micah into my car. I said, get in there. You're going with me. And we got there, and it was like just a couple family members. And, you know, it made me feel bad, dude. Like, not a lot of buddies and stuff. So I know it's Russell Wilson's married to Sierra, and he's a multimillionaire, and he's got a Super Bowl ring. He's got 4 million bathrooms. He's got mansions all over the place. Why should I feel sad by this? I kind of do. I'm not sure why. It's kind of sad. This whole thing is not just about winning and losing anymore. It's just freaking sad. They're getting flexed out of Sunday night games. They're the laughingstock of the NFL. I mean, seriously, they are the worst team. They're not like the worst team in the NFL, but as far as the worst season and the outlook, they've got to be the worst.
Well, between them and the Texans,
that's it.
You lean against the Texans because it's like, hey, they know they're bad. And they know they got to work to get better. The Broncos
invested
everything that they were going to be contenders.
So half, he's Russell Wilson. He's your quarterback. Peyton Manning threw a birthday party. You better not miss that thing.
Was it a costume party?
Vaughn threw Halloween parties and everybody showed up.
Maybe that was it. Maybe Russ said it's a black tie event.
Yeah, that could be true. Do you think Mike Purcell showed up to the birthday party?
You know, it's possible. I think, you know, there was still some snow and ice on the roads. So maybe people didn't want to travel.
Oh, you could use that. Yeah, you could use that.
Hey, Russ, I can't, man. There's 4 foot of snow on my driveway. I can't do it.
Ah, I can't make
it. Don't worry
it,
about
man.
It, man. I'll come over there and shovel it for you.
Yeah, I got you. You know,
I got a guy for that. Hold on.
Well, the thing of it is there's cars parked out.
I got to take the dog out. Yeah. You know, my kids got homework.
And, I mean,
you know, that math stuff, it changes all the time.
Well, I'll come home and I'll come over real quick and help with the math homework. That's fine. I know a lot about math. I actually
I got
have
a guy
tutor.
For that. My agent knows somebody.
Yeah, my tutor. We do math projects when I'm not playing football. I'm working hard and high knees. So we'll get that figured out for you. Yeah, but the cars are, you know, they park the cars.
The sun's already
front.
Down.
Yeah.
We got practice tomorrow. Got film to watch. You know, it's a lot of stuff.
Kind of got an earache right now or something. You know, maybe, I don't know. I'm not feeling great. That's just how bad it's gotten.
Is he a vanilla or a chocolate cake?
Vanilla. Yeah.
Okay.
Big time. I mean, it's just, what do you do here? Do they stay with Hackett then? Do they look at this and go, Russ has been a disaster. We're better off just standing pat here and seeing if the two of them with chemistry in an offseason, another offseason, can figure it out. Like today, I actually feel like there's a chance Hackett could be back because of that. Because you're going, well, if Russ is the problem, then it's not Hackett. But the problem is Russ can't be the problem. Because if he is, you have a big, big, big problem. Because what did Albright tell us on Monday? 2024 is really the only time it makes, like, that you can actually do this without pretty much ending your franchise.
Nick Kosmider, a reporter.
Good dude.
Said this about Nathaniel Hackett at a press conference today. When asked about an NFL report that Wilson has lost some of the locker room, Hackett said, to me, it's all gossip. We have a fantastic locker room. I've never seen somebody work that hard and try to embrace a team like he has.
Yeah, but Hackett says work hard about everybody.
Well, coaches Russ says every day is a great day of practice.
Coaches have been saying, like, Hackett, like, oh, we worked really hard, and we've been working hard, and, you know, guys are working hard to get this thing fixed. And what's your identity? I don't know, that we're working hard. Hard workers.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's got to win, right?
Well, that's the thing. Like, is Hackett and Russ, are they just the same dude?
Doesn't seem like it.
I don't know.
It feels like Hackett's still kind of figuring out his personality, and he's just relying more on the coach speak. And granted, there's not a lot to say other than I'm frustrated and our team's not doing well. But when you have this going, when you have that going on, your job's on the line. Your quarterback is, you know, dividing the team. Maybe not on his own. Like, he's not doing it on purpose. It's just who he is, and he doesn't get attached to people as much as he thinks he does.
It I'm on Twitter now, and I'm just seeing, like, the Denver Post. Everybody's hitting this story. Half the people attended the party. Like, that's got to suck if you're Russ right now.
I mean, is it just half of the Broncos? I'm sure he has other friends.
Do you think John Elway went to the party? Do you think George Payton went? Probably Do you think not. The Walton Penner group went, this is what we're paying for? Like, seriously, do you think they went? Is that a bad look for managers?
I mean,
not coaches, but managers?
Maybe just like a Walmart gift card or something. Hey, Russ, go get yourself something nice.
It's like a $15 gift card.
I had this lying around the truck.
It's expired.
No, I own it. You can just go in. Just get whatever you want.
Just tell them. Tell them.
You're Russ Wilson. They'll know who you are.
Like, what are they doing at this birthday party, you think? Like, is it a dance party, or is it just sitting around, drinking beer, or
imagining
not
Russ dancing.
Drinking water, like, probably?
You know Chandler from Friends when he tries to dance?
Yeah.
That's Russell.
Or, you know, you get a situation where it's just, sorry, we're getting, is this real, Texter? Is this a fake account? Because I don't want to break news here. Have it be fake. Dixon texting in. Brady, it's got to feel terrible when talking about the Broncos to say, well, we are stuck with Russell Wilson. Yes, it does feel terrible. Thank you. Is this true? I'm getting a report about Isaiah Stevens, our guy. Is this true? Breaking news. Justin Michael. Isaiah Stevens will return from the lineup tonight. He has recovered sooner than expected and will be on a minutes restriction. What? Is this real life? Isaiah's coming? I thought, do we have the Isaiah Stevens show on Friday? And that's crazy. Is this real? I don't know. I guess we'll dig into it. Mark Johnson will join us, by the way, coming up at 12:30, because we're officially on Deion Sanders' watch. 28th time. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Rourke from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
All right, a friend of ours, Justin Michael from DNVR Rams, tweeted this out 11 minutes ago. Breaking news, Isaiah Stevens will return to the lineup tonight for CSU basketball. So that'll be just in time for CSU-UNC game. That's shocking news to me. Breaking news. Wow, crazy. All right, we're on Deion watch here. Deion Sanders watch. Is Mark Johnson really on that watch? Yeah, we'll find out. Let's get over to him next. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back in to The Hull Show powered by PDC Energy. If Mark Johnson threw a birthday party and I was invited, I would absolutely be there. How are you, Mark?
Fantastic. I'm glad to hear that you would be there. That would be very much to me. Hanging out. I'm talking to you from Smith Center, Kansas right now. Been out of your bird hunt the last couple of days.
Oh, my goodness, man. That sounds like a great time, actually. Just get away from things for a while and get after it. That sounds pretty fantastic.
Yeah, get out there with your dogs, your buddy, and maybe a few birds, and yeah, it was a pretty good existence last few days. So heading home tonight, ready for the game with Arizona State tomorrow, and then whoever you tell me the Buffs are going to hire as head football coach. That's how much that was out there.
Well, Mark, as you know, it is Deion Watch 2022. Right.
between that and who went to Russell's birthday party, those are the two stories that are just consuming the front range right now, right?
I am sad to admit it, but yes, it's I don't know. Well, I on the birthday thing, I just feel bad. I kind of feel bad. I don't know why. It always got 4 million bathrooms and all that stuff. But just the idea of somebody throwing a birthday party and he invites all these people and not a lot of people show up, it just makes me sad. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting soft, Mark.
Well, here's the thing, though. You know, you figure there's a 53-man. So roughly, by the time you include everybody, there's, 60, 65 guys, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And if half the guys show up, there's still a lot of people there, right?
Well, yeah, and I mean, I'm pretty sure if I had a birthday, I'd be like counting on my hand. Like, how many people do I know that would actually want to come to this thing? So,
well, it's not a mandatory team activity. Yeah. So, I mean, it is an off day. I mean, I don't know. Of course, we're not NFL players, so maybe we don't fully understand the culture of it. But I don't. I wonder if we're because we're looking at and we know what the team is. If we're looking for a story inside this story that might not actually be a story. I wonder about that.
It's probably this. You're exactly right. The story inside the story is the locker room and all of that stuff and what this actually looks like. So I don't know. I'm ready for football to move on out for a while, Mark. I'll be honest. I'm kind of footballed out.
And I'll tell you this. Maybe the bigger story is the fact that the television networks, when they alter the schedule to take the team that is the Super Bowl favorite in Kansas City with maybe the most marketable player in the NFL, that being Patrick Mahomes, and they actually move them out of prime time. What does that say about the Denver Broncos right now?
It says – you know what it says to me, Mark? I'm looking at the league, I'm looking at the standings in the NFL, and I'm going, the Broncos might not factually be the worst team in the NFL, but if you pair the worst team, the worst record in the NFL with the future outlook of this team, they might be the worst. I mean, it's them and the Houston Texans right now, I think, isn't it?
Right, yeah. No, I know last week they played the other team at an identical record. Of course, Carolina rolled in that game. So, no, it's pretty bleak. The state of Colorado has suddenly become a basketball state.
Yes, absolutely. And a big one, and I want to get to that, but we got Deion Watts to talk about, Mark. I want to get to that one tomorrow, or that game tomorrow, because that's a huge game coming up for the Buffs. Okay, I'm kind of joking about Deion Watts, but, Mark, am I? Are we getting a little more serious about this now? Where are we?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I think and I've been getting texts the last few days. We are where we have been, and that is the offer's been made, obviously. I mean, he's admitted that.
Yeah.
The ball is sitting in his court, and everyone is waiting. And, how serious is the USF thing? How serious is the Cincinnati thing? I don't know. I don't know what's going on at those situations right now and who they're looking at, or have they had long conversations with Deion? I do know this, that there have been a lot of folks out there. Chad Johnson, wasn't Chad? Not Chad Johnson. Goodness, help me, a former Miami receiver. He was on television talking about it the other day. You've seen Warren Sapp has been out there talking about it. There seems to be a sense out there that Colorado is, there for the taking, and that he may be taking this thing. So I know he wants to be in a Power 5 school. That would eliminate USF. Cincinnati's moving into the Big 12, so that they would be a Power 5 school. So there's an opportunity there, if that's real. But I haven't really seen that anywhere in just kind of a couple of mentions here recently. So I think right now it's come down to the University of Colorado. I mean, that's the way it appears to me anyway.
I'm seeing more and more, more and more reports jumping out. And then, of course, you see, the offers, as you just said, the offer's been made. And Deion's talking about it openly. So I thought that was kind of interesting as well. And you're hearing a lot, Deion doesn't like the cold or whatever. Would he fit with Boulder? I mean, coaches will fit pretty much anywhere for the right opportunity. If the money's right, if the situation's right, the conference is right. I mean, coaches will find a way to make it work.
I always love the way they say, does he like the cold? You know what? If you're making millions of dollars, I think you can afford a coat, right? That's always such a silly deal for me. I think, and think about my buddy John and I here in Kansas were talking about this yesterday. Think about, when Deion grew up. Deion and I are the same age. We're both 55 years old. And so when we were coming up, who was really that sexy, cool, hip football team in America? It was the University of Colorado with Darian Haggins.
That's true.
And the guys, and Eric Bieniemy and Chad Brown and all the different guys who were on that team, and Alfred Williams and Calavis McGee and on and on and on. And it was the place the guys wanted to be. Deion is that same age. Now, he was at Florida State about that same time. And, but I think, he knows what this place is and what it has been and what it can be. It's a very attractive city, obviously. It's a very attractive institution. There's a lot to like right there. There's only one direction to go. I think if I'm sitting in his shoes, I look at that and go, boy, that's a place I could probably come in and do some very good things very quickly. And, you know, and then whatever that does for his career from that point on. But it looks like an attractive position to me if you're Deion Sanders. But, you know, well, we'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, boy, I would sure love it, Mark. You know, us radio people, you know, I'm like, the story. And then you'd get to hang out with Deion Sanders all the time, Mark. And, you know, then, of course, I get to kind of tag along at some point. So that would be exciting for me.
Well, I've never wanted to get really starstruck by that kind of thing. I want to make sure that whoever the guy is, he's a good football coach, number one. Number two, he's a good human being. And maybe I should flip those around. Number one, a good man. Number two, a good football coach. And that he's going to have success there. You know, I've always said when it comes to hiring coaches, I worked at Syracuse. It's not like Jim Boeheim and I were best friends, but he was winning a lot of ball games, which makes my job a whole lot easier. And so whoever is going to get that job, I want them to be very good for the University of Colorado, very good for the student-athletes, and get that thing back to the point where it means something and it becomes a relevant program again. So that's the number one thing I'm looking for. You know, listen, Deion's a star. He's going to be a star. He's always going to be a star. As long as I can be there and kind of work around that, that'd be fantastic. I have no issue with that.
But, Mark, number three, like, cool nickname, right? I mean, that's got to be one of them.
Well, which one are you talking about, Prime Time or Neon Deion?
Both. No,
you got to specify that, right? And I think I told you on the show, you know, we changed the name of our coach's show here maybe a decade to Buffs Prime Time. So, you know, we're all ready for him when he gets here, if that's going to be the case.
I think that's number one selling point, obviously. And, you know, I think we can figure out a lot of ways to get this guy here. So I'm all for it 100%, but I'm with you. You know, kind of, you know, calming myself down a little bit because I tend to get worked up, Mark. I'm with you. Can he be a good football coach? You know, can he do the right things? Or is this going to be a two-year? And listen, Ed McCaffrey and Deion Sanders, two totally different situations.
Right,
but the
right.
Bears, you know, for the Bears, for them, this was kind of like their Deion Sanders move because they're getting a guy with a big name. Now, big name statewide, probably not nationally. And it crashed and burned pretty quickly. You know, Deion at least has the college background. Ed McCaffrey was never on a college staff or anything.
Right.
So this is that move on steroids. Plus, you have a guy that's proven he can win and knows the recruiting process and all that. Ed didn't have any of that experience.
You know, here's the thing, too, Brady, about Deion Sanders. And I'd heard this long before this ever became a story with the Buffaloes. Many years ago, just being in the media all these years and covering the NFL and stuff nationally, I'd always heard that, you know, the Neon Deion thing, the primetime thing, was that he is. That's not who he is every day. That was an image.
Yeah,
it worked very well. It was a great marketing deal. And the people that I knew that ever dealt with him used to say he's a great guy, just a great guy, and a very decent guy. He's a very, very, very Christian guy. And that was always the thing that I always heard about him, that the Neon Deion thing was, you know, he was young, he was in college, and it became kind of this persona. And, you know, when he'd high-stepping into the end zone after a pick six, those kind of things. And then the Nike, or was it Nike? Well, whoever he was with, I know he's not a Nike guy right now, but years ago, it was a shoe company he was with. That was a big deal, and it became kind of this persona with him. That, you know, kind of grew as time went on. But everyone always said that's really not who he is. If you're around him personally, he's a very different guy. And everything I've heard about him is, you know, he's a pretty good guy. And he's obviously turned out to be a heck of a football coach. So, you know, if that's the case, man, bring it on. Let's see it.
Yeah, well, we'll see, my friend. Big one tomorrow night for this Colorado Buffaloes basketball team, which we don't need prime time or anything like that. We have Tad freaking Boyle taking care of business for the Buffs. And, you know, we're still trying to figure out this Buffs team. But, all right, 4-3, and you got a big one coming up tomorrow night. And this is, getting national attention here, too. So watch it if you want, but mute and listen to my guy Mark Johnson.
Yeah, I'll always do that. I mean, we're Scott and I are much better than the guys on TV.
No question.
Really easy to sync us up, you know. And so just do that. But no, it's a big couple of ball games. When the Pac-12 went to the 20-game schedule, they moved those two extra games into the month of December. And so we've got Arizona State at the Event Center tomorrow night at 6:30. Our coverage gets underway at 6:00, and then we're at Seattle on Sunday. So even when and if Deion's coming to town on Sunday you know, some kind of introduction.
Yes.
Case, I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be in Seattle, so I'm going to have to miss that. But but either way, got a couple of big basketball games coming up the next few days here for Colorado.
Yeah, let's go get them and see what this Buffs team can do this weekend. Mark, my friend, appreciate you as always. We'll continue with our Dion watch. Just consider us like on the, you know, we're the scout team right now. We're looking out there on the horizon, and I'll report back to you. You'll probably know when I get you that report. But, you know, let me dream a little bit here.
Well, I'll be driving back from Kansas today to get back to Colorado, and you can be my TMZ and make sure you give me the updates on who was at Russell Wilson's birthday party.
I will.
Dion's coming to town.
I'm hitting it up today. That's where we are on a Wednesday here, okay? Mark, my friend, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care. See
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. It is a little – the Dion thing and the Russell Wilson thing, it does feel – I do feel a little TMZ-y today. I do. I don't like that. But it's not – really the birthday party, Angel. It's what it might mean. And I'm just asking the question, like, if Peyton Manning throws a birthday party and invites everybody on an off day, don't you think most of them are coming?
Could it be as simple as just, hey, we're on a bad football team right now. I kind of just want to go to work, go home, and just relax with my family. I don't really want to go to Russell's house for a birthday party.
Yeah, probably.
Nothing
so.
Against Russ. I just don't want to go.
Yeah, well,
I'll see you at practice.
See you at practice. All right. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up the show on the other side. It's, the second hour, I guess. We still got another full hour coming up. A lot of fun stuff to get into. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
All right, so it's official. Isaiah Stevens is playing tonight on a minute restriction. How do I know? We just heard from him. So I just shot him a text, and it's a go. He is he's playing tonight. Isaiah Stevens, that was fast.
Who are your sources, Brady?
Actually, him. Like,
sure it's him?
Well, I mean, it could be
a text message. It
could be a robot, you know? A robot. I like to say robot instead of robot.
It'd be different.
Something I started a while ago.
That's the kind of stuff that Russell does that the teammates don't like him for.
if he says robot. If I threw a birthday party and I invited you, would you go?
Oh, it depends. What day is it? Is it a weekday? Is it a weekend? Is there a game on?
I was thinking you were going to already say, oh, I got plans. I'm like, dude, I haven't told you the time.
I would definitely make an effort.
I haven't told you the time yet. I haven't told you the
you
day.
If I couldn't go, you would get some kind of gift.
Okay.
Well, but if I do go, you're not getting anything.
And I'm not a big, yeah, because the gift is you, me being here.
Yes.
I'm not a big birthday guy. So are we making too big a deal out of the birthday party? Probably the actual birthday party. But what it means is what we're talking about here. And the rumor is that the locker room is fractured, and that doesn't help. That's what we're talking about. I don't like to look at this kind of stuff typically. If the Broncos were 500 or they won like two more games and they were at five wins right now, I wouldn't think as much of this.
What if they were like 8-3?
And he did a birthday party and half the team showed up? I don't think I'd talk about it.
I think that still says something.
Maybe you're still 8-3. They may not like each other. Thank goodness you're winning football games. All right, when we come back, we'll get to the final hour of the program. Russ reports, though. I mean, this is different stuff than the bathroom. His bathroom birthday party. I'm just thinking of all the bathrooms there and why it makes perfect sense for the full team to go. And that's what a waste, man. You could have finally put those bad boys to use. And it's just sad. So we'll get to the bathroom report coming up in the second hour. College football playoff picture. What does Angel need for Alabama to get in? We'll talk about all that and more coming up next.